A very good morning to you, the land of the brave. A very good morning to you, my dear listener. Welcome to your favorite station, your number one talk radio station. Thank you for joining us this morning. Talking about the land of the brave. Congratulations to our brave graduates. Congratulations for winning the Women COSAFA Cup. So they are the COSAFA champion. Congratulations to them. And I believe not many people really believe that they will actually do it. And let's congratulate the champion of the Women COSAFA. And we're really proud of them for being brave. It's just a reflection of what the name actually means, you know, being brave, going to the final with South Africa with Banyana. It wasn't something easy, and they managed actually to overcome the little girls, the Banyanas, you know. They didn't know that they are playing the brave gladiators. It is in the name. It's in the name. Well, congratulations to our girls. And maybe now it's a time that we start to invest more into the ladies, because, you know, they are producing. They are definitely producing. So, yeah, Ministry of Sport and other sponsors, please make sure that you invest in the winners. And the gladiators, brave gladiators, are the winners. They are the COSAFA champion, women COSAFA champions. Congratulations to them. And welcome. It's a new month. It's the second of March. We are already getting into our third month. You know, the month that we celebrate, you know, the liberation, the independence of our country. So a few days still ahead, but yeah, we're entering that month. Well, it's a new month as an individual. Well, you know, when we are at the beginning of a new month, we always want to have new goals, new resolution or whatever. Yeah, it's also time for our country as well to maybe do things differently this month. Let's start, you know, evaluating things that we haven't done right and change. Let's push ourselves. Let's push ourselves and improve things that we haven't done right, or things that we haven't done, and start doing it. Let's push and see where we get our country. Yeah, so each one of us as an individual, you know, it's a new beginning, a new month. It's a new challenge, new ambitions. So, yeah, it's the second of March. The year is 2026. Yeah, so it's not slowing down. It's not slowing it down. If you're not up to it, if you sneeze, you lose. All right. So, yeah, let's get up. Let's get up. We have so much to do. So welcome. Welcome. And thank you, David, for even asking about what can happen to us. There's so much happening over the weekend. There's so much happening. So the supreme leader of the Republic, the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed by the strikes by the U.S. and Israel strike to in Iran, and many other military leaders as well. So yeah, this is what's happening. There's a war going on. So we probably in the course of the day, on the course of the week, we will bring you some people in to give us a really maybe perspective of what is happening there. More details, some political analysts to give us an idea what is really going on. So it's a regime change that the American and Israel want in Iran. And we see it unfolding right in front of our eyes. Yeah, so, all right, good morning. There's so many things that are happening, you know. There's so many things that are happening. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Unpacking the Day. My name is Mike Oshoveli. And, this is Unpacking the Day, your daily dose of what is really going on in terms of business news, economic news, political news. So every weekday, we cut through the noise and try to make sense of the big stories, trends, and numbers making headlines. So we keep it clear and always, always curious, asking the question that matter to you and giving you a fresh take on what people are saying out there. So the views shared during our segment don't necessarily reflect those of Eagle FM. So we are here to unpack, you know, what is other people are saying, spark meaningful conversation, so that you and I can be part of this bigger conversation. So this is your space. This is your platform to unpack with me the headlines and get to the heart of the stories. So welcome. And if you're just joining us, our time is about 9 minutes past the hour of 8, and we're coming to you live from the Ondangwa studio. So I'll be with you until around 10 o'clock when I'll be handing over, you know, to Tate France, who will be coming with Kufa Mosha around 10 o'clock. Make sure that you tune in for that show as well. So, yeah. So as usual, we look at on this day, what happened on this day in Africa. We get into our history books and see, okay, what happened on this day in Africa, the 2nd of March, So welcome back to On This Day in Africa. I'm welcoming you wherever you're listening from, in Africa. So, and we have event for you today. So let's roll back the clock. Let's roll back the clock. First, let's head back to 1956. On this day, Morocco officially became a free nation. For years, the country have been under French control, but this date marked the end of that colonial rule. Sultan Mohammed V took charge, and Morocco began to run its own government as a sovereign country. Now let's look at March the 2nd, 1970. That was the day Rhodesia, modern day Zimbabwe, cut its last ties with Britain. So they declared themselves a republic. However, the world didn't accept this move. So because the white minority government had already taken power on their own back in 1965, and no other countries recognized this new republic. So, and we have a reason to celebrate on this date in 1988. The South African vocal group, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, made history. They became the very first South African act to win a Grammy Award. They took home the trophy for Best Traditional Folk Album for their record, Shaka Zulu. And today is World Tennis Day. It's a global celebration. It's not necessary to Africa, but it's a global celebration of tennis that encourages people everywhere to play and enjoy the sport. So it was started in 2013 by the International Tennis Federation to boost participation and make tennis more popular around the world. So on this day, tennis clubs, national associations, local groups organize rallies, events and activities for players. Players of all ages and skill level, doesn't matter whether you never hit a tennis ball in your life, from the beginners to the families and kids. So try tennis and have fun and stay active. So yeah, the day also features sometimes you see higher profile showcase matches and also some grassroots events designed actually to bring communities together through the sport. All right. So that's all for today's look at history. And thanks for listening. So welcome. If you're just joining us, our time is about 14 minutes past the hour of 8. So we'll be back after this commercial.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number.
When you choose UNAM,
you get credible accreditations.
You get internationally recognized qualifications.
You get a university with a growing reputation.
When you choose UNAM,
you get a head start on local jobs.
You become connected in a growing Namibia.
You stay in the best country in the world.
Because you already know you love it here.
Open your mind to UNAM.
And UNAM will open the world to you.
UNAM is your university, Namibia.
Because the U in UNAM is you.
All right, that's right. The U in UNAM is definitely you. All right, and welcome to your favorite show. This is Unpacking the Day. So today is March the 2nd. What is our thought for the day, given all what is that happening around the world? So our thought for the day is never give a sword to a fool or power to an unjust man. Never give a sword to a fool or power to an unjust man. Now, the proverb warns us about the dangers of entrusting influence or authority to those who lack, especially those who lack wisdom and integrity. Now, it's a timeless warning. So ill-suited people in power can cause tragedies. They can cause tragedies, whether now through ignorance or it could be also through or corruption as well. So the proverb urges to guard authority wisely, ensuring both the capability and integrity are present before bestowing that power. So it's a lesson as relevant in a boardroom for a corporate company and as well as for government as well. So, and for individual. So make sure that, the choices that you are making, choices and decision that you're making are full of wisdom and integrity. So that's our thought for the day, this morning. So yeah. All right. So welcome. Welcome. So welcome to our show. Welcome to Unpacking the Day. So what do you expect to discuss today? Our our e-newspaper, it's The Villager, it's out. The Monday edition, it's already out. If you haven't subscribed, make sure that you subscribe. Or what you need to do, if you really need, you're looking for, for latest business and economic news, get yourself a free copy of The Villager by simply sending a WhatsApp message with your name and email to 08200414444. 08200414444. So The Villager is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So yeah, please do follow us. Follow us on Eagle FM, on The Villager. Follow the Eagle FM and also The Villager, and you can follow us on various platform, on X, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Telegram, on WhatsApp channels. So engage with us as well on those social media platform. Make sure that you leave a like, you leave a comment. So because we wanna, interact with you. So make sure you do that. So the reasons why I say you must, subscribe for The Villager is because they follow the study that we're following today, that we are unpacking, our main study that we are unpacking. It's also coming, from there. So now to avoid cuts to its operational expenditure, the Namibia Treasury has announced a strategy shift. Okay, they have announced a strategy shift, moving now the implementation of key capital project to various, SOEs, to various state-owned enterprises. So that strategy is what we're going to look at this morning. That's what we're going to unpack this morning. So, and if we have also enough time, the BS, once undisputed kings of diamonds, is being dethroned, by lab-grown alternatives, leading now to a massive of 2.3 billion written down by its parent company, Anglo Americans. If we get time, we would have a peek on that stories as well, and see how does that affect our economy. So, and of course, your participation will always be part of the show. Of course, make sure that you unpack this with me. Welcome, and let's do it.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna imatina omjo chikao shafa sana na na longeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana iye moyao ota ingongoti samwene anageshifa ya Namibia ombito ombwa na wa olonjika zaitha nina omayakuro nirandithoma yoe yongeshifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House ngwe tuende tine meha uu kakombanga nina kara omkwashi pareki uimopo yomo programa detu Moambo, dengera selma, konora hita tuimu. Datu, heari hamano tano, oliaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining us. And good morning. How is your morning so far? How was your weekend, for that matter? So hopefully it was a welcoming weekend. Yeah, in terms of football wise, well, United win, when it wins, yeah, that made my weekend as well. So, what else that happened? A couple of things happened. So, but let's come back to what we are focusing on. So good morning and welcome to Unpacking the Day. This is the show where we take the headlines. Okay. We take the headlines apart piece by piece. So that the time you step off the taxi, if you are in a taxi or just close that, or maybe just getting into the office, or you are in the office or whatever, switch off that, kettle you are just about making coffee or what, you actually understand what is happening in your country. That's what we piece by piece, as I said, we take apart the headlines piece by piece so that you can understand, so that you can understand what is happening in your country, not just what is being said, but what it's meant, what does it mean for you, what it means for you. So that's what we try to do here. So, yeah, today we're still digging deep into something that came out of last week's national budget tabling, something that did not get nearly enough attention in the headlines. And thank God we did that. Thank God that we picked it up, that the villager, you know, picked this up, you know, and it's a significant shift. It's a very significant shift. It's a very significant shift in how this country is going to build itself, literally, how it's going to build itself. So let me hear what the caller have to say. Maybe sometime it's emergency.
Very good morning.
Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm very good. Let me not disturb you. It's the beginning. My volume, I don't know whether it's my volume. Is it yours? But on the advert, I can hear the voice is very clear. But when you are presenting, it sounds to be low.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let me see if it's on my side. Yeah, but it sounds like everything is fine. Okay. Thanks for letting us know. Ne? Yeah. Mm.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Hopefully, yeah. If it's happening at everyone, because the level of my voice is just where it should be, So yeah, if it's happening, the level of my voice is actually okay. So hopefully that. Hopefully just maybe his volume. Let me see what my other people are saying, just to see. Yeah, you left the volume on the zero. Okay, that wasn't me. All right. I'm even too loud now. Okay. All right. Okay, welcome back. Hopefully. It's only his volume, not the volume from our side. I think the volume here is actually quite all right. All right. So as I was saying, that there is a significant shift in how this country is going to be. It's going to be built. It's going to build itself. You know. So, yeah, and literally, so we are talking about now the decision by the Namibian Treasury to move the implementation of key capital projects, roads, houses, water infrastructure, away from government central budget, and hand them over to the state-owned enterprises, the SOEs. So the big question today is, is this smart, you know, is this smart strategic move, or is it government quietly, you know, maybe it's just government quietly offloading its responsibility, because maybe, just a maybe, the money is actually running out. Now, let's unpack that. Let's unpack the stories that we see in the. This is a story in our edition of the Villager, by Hinomenwabali Hangala. So let me give the background. Let me give you a little bit of background so that we are all on the same page. Now, every year, the government tables a national budget, and that budget is split in two main parts. So you have the operational budget, That is the money that pays civil servant salaries, keeps the light on in the government offices, you know, funds the day-to-day running of the ministries, okay? So you have operational budget. And then you have the development budget. That is the money now meant to build things, you know, roads, schools, houses, water pipelines, clinics, you know, the bricks and mortar of a developing nation, you know. So, yeah. Now, here's where now the story begins. Here's now where the story begins. Namibia, like many other countries in the region, or many countries in the regions, we are really under serious physical pressure. Okay? The national debt is higher, revenue is tight, and the treasury has been now forced to make a difficult choices about where to cut. So now the development budget for the coming financial year, the 2026-2027, as it was tabled last week by the Minister of Finance, is set at 6.5 billion. Well, that sounds like a lot of money. 6.5 billion, you know, it's quite a lot of money. It sounds like a lot of money. But when you factor in the scale of infrastructure backlogs, you know, in this country, you know, factor in the housing crisis, the state of our rural roads, the water supply challenges, you know, that number start to look very high.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna imatina omjo. Chikawa shafasa na nana longeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongo tisamwene. Anageshifa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa olonjika. Seitha nina omayakudo ni randitoma yoe yongeshifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yo mo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma onarahe tatu imu. Datu heari hamano tano o niyaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, good morning and welcome. Welcome back. And if you're just joining up, this is Unpacking the Day. Our time is about 32 minutes past the hour of 8. So, and you tuned in on your favorite show, Unpacking the Day. So, I was just saying, recap where I was, where we were. So, we were looking at the budget, the operational budget, and how the government is actually trying to come up with new strategies. Yeah? So now the development budget for the coming year, for the financial year 2026-2027, is set at 6.5 billion. So when you're looking at that, you think that that's quite a lot of money. But I said when you factor in really other issues, we talk about the scale of infrastructure backlogs in the country. Talking about housing, the housing crisis. We're talking about even road. We have what was the RNA or what's the other company? The road authority was talking about how much money they need just to repair the road and all that. So yeah, the state of our road, the water supply challenges, boreholes in some rural areas and things like that. You know, yeah. So you can see to start now. You start to see that amount of money is not actually much. It's very 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 thin, and very soon that would definitely disappoint. Now, so what did now the Treasury announce? So the Minister of Finance, what did he actually then announce? Rather than slashing the development budget further and risking a slowdown in infrastructure delivery, they said, let us get the SOEs to carry some of this load. So let's get the SOEs, you know, carry some of this burden. Okay. So now, how are they going to do that? So now let's the road fund administration build the roads. Okay. Let national, housing enterprises build the houses. Of course, that's what the houses are. Now you ask, well, but that's what they do. Let NamWater handle water infrastructure. So fund them through loans. Okay. Fund them through loans for levies and other non-budgetary sources. Okay? So rather than actually have, and that's actually the plan. That is the plan. Okay? So let's look at that a little bit more. Okay? Let's interrogate that. Yeah. Now, this government strategy is like, let me put it this way. Okay. It's like you're a builder. Okay. Now you're a builder. You have a family to feed, a house to maintain, a school, maybe school fees to pay for the children. And your monthly income has been just cut. All right. Your monthly income had been just cut. Then what do you do? Eh? As I said, you have a house to, you know, you have a family to feed, house to maintain, all this, and your monthly income has been cut. So what do you do then? You can either stop building, you can stop building altogether, or you can be a little bit clever. And this is where now the government, you can be a little bit clever. You call in your brother-in-law who is a plumber, or you call in your cousin who is an electrician, and you say to them, you know what? I can't pay you from my pocket right now. Okay. At this point in time, I can't pay you from my pocket, but there's a contract. Here is a contract. Okay. Go and find your own financing and get the job done. You understand? So I think that in a sense is what the Namibian Treasury is doing. You know, the government is the builder and the SOEs are the skilled relatives, you know, the cousins and the brother-in-laws. And of course, the government is the, you know, the builder. And the public, we, you and I, are the family waiting for the houses to be finished. So are the one who are waiting for the delivery of those services. So now the Treasury's reasoning is not without logic, okay? So it's not without logic. The argument is that the SOEs, like the Road Fund Administration, the National Housing Enterprises, the NamWater of this world, have the technical expertise. So it means they have a technical expertise, the implementation capacity, and the implementation capacity. So they have all this technical capacity, the implementation capacity that the line ministry sometimes lack. So they are like the line ministry, they have so many bureaucratic procurement processes, and they are not really bogged down by the same bureaucratic procurement process. So they can move faster. They can deliver better value for money. So as I said, the reasoning is not without logic. So take the National Housing Enterprise, the NHE. You know, the Treasury say NHE has secured $1.5 billion in loan financing over the medium term period. That money is earmarked to build approximately 2,300 houses. Now, 2,300 houses is not going to solve Namibia houses crisis. We need tens of thousands of units. We need more houses. But look at this way. It is movement. It's moving. It's a movement. It's progress. So, and if NHE can deliver those houses faster and cheaper than the ministry, then the ministry could, through the central budget, then that is a win. I think that's how the government look at this. And that's how the government look at this, at this strategy. So the road fund administration is being given full level revenues. So the money collected every time you fill up your tank at the petrol station. So now to finance the road construction and rehabilitation of our road. Now, so the next time you pay for fuel, just know part of that money is supposed to go to fixing the roads, the very roads you drive on. Now, that's actually a smart way to set up the funding. So the money is kept separate, kind of like it's kept separate and used only for its intended purpose. So if it's with energy, that's only intended to build houses, road fund administration, is to improve our road, rehabilitate and finance road construction and rehabilitation. So it's only for its intended purpose. And it clearly connects what people pay to the service they receive. You understand? And in theory, that's a really good policy. That's smart. In theory, that's actually smart. But there are issues. Okay? In theory, that's actually very smart. Yeah, and it's a good policy. But I want you to think about this. I want you to think about this with me. There are certain things that we live long enough now to understand issues and what is normally happening in our country. So yeah, we have been there. So we have been there before, and haven't we? We know things. So many times, how many times really have Namibian have been told that the SOEs are going to deliver? How many times? How many times have we heard these promises and then watch those, the same SOEs, SOEs, struggling with governance, with governance failures, mismanagement, or sometimes outright corruption. Sometimes corruptions. We can, the NAMCOR of this world, what is going on at the moment? So now the government is now planning to increase its guarantees to SOEs, essentially promising to back their debt if things go wrong. That's what the government is trying to do. So those guarantees are projected now to jump from 7.6 billion this financial year to nearly 11.8 billion next year. by 2029, we could be looking at guarantees of 14 billion. That is between 2.8% and 4.3% of the entire now national GDP. Ask yourself this. If SOE takes on a 1.5 billion loan and failed to deliver, a 1.5 billion loan and failed to deliver, now who is on the hook? Really, who is on the hook? The SOEs or the taxpayer? And we know the answer. Of course we know the answer. It's always the taxpayers. It's always you, my friend. It's always you and me. You are the one who will be on the hook. And here's another question. Here's another question worth sitting on. Now, is this a genuine strategic, shift now toward a better project delivery? Think about it. Do you see that this is a genuine strategic shift, you know, towards, I told you policy-wise, so it's a good policy, but do you think it's a genuine strategic shift now towards better project delivery? Or is it maybe a physical sleight of hand, you know, where is the treasury simply moving debt off? You know, where the treasury moving the debt off the central government's balance sheet onto the SOEs. So that on paper, the government looks more physically disciplined than actually it is, than really it is. So you're moving some of this, you know, you're moving debt off, you know, moving debt off from the central government balance sheet onto the SOEs. As I said, on paper, that looks like the government, you know, looks more physically disciplined than it really is. Here's the simple truth. When government guarantees loans for these SOEs, the risk doesn't go away. The risk doesn't go away. It just gets passed around from the Ministry of Finance to NHG, to RFA. But if things goes wrong, that debt end up back with the Ministry of Finance, isn't it? And ultimately with taxpayers, right back to your pocket. Right back to your pocket. Now, to be fair, I always try to be fair on this show. There's a serious commitment in this budget that deserves recognition. All right. The Treasury has said, clearly and firmly that the ministry will no longer be allowed to shift money from the development budget to the operational budget. No more, you know, budget, shuffling. There will be no more budget shuffling. Now, this has been, the minister talk about that. It has been a chronic problem in Namibia. Money get allocated to build a school, for example, and somehow it's end up paying for government vehicles or overtime. You understand? So someone actually, even the interview that I have Friday with the Honorable Kalimbo, Honorable Ipumbu. So he was saying, you know, that has been had. It's something that has been approved by the parliament. It's actually end up when a technocratic, when the staff that are implementing, you know, the EDs and all that, they end up actually deciding something else, that okay, the money that was actually meant for building a school or somehow end up now paying some kind of a government's vehicle or overtime or something like that. So the Treasury is saying, The Treasury is actually now saying that got to stop. That need to stop. Well, it's one thing saying it. It's another actually putting now reinforcement, you know, in terms of policy, in terms of, you know, training of people to oversight, to have an oversight on this kind of things. So, and the National Planning Commission and the Ministry of Finance are being directed, they are being now directed, enforced to actually enforce this. So, if that commitment is upheld, hopefully it would. I stress here, if that is upheld, so it will protect then the integrity of the capital budget. And that is very significant. It would protect the capital, the integrity of the capital budget. It's also important to look at where the development budget is going. So a big focus is on agriculture, mining, energy, and tourism. So these are the sectors that, of course, that create jobs. That's why these are the focus, create jobs and help the economy grow. So, yeah, over the medium term period, this area will get about 2.3 billion in total. 2.3 billion in total. So mining and energy will receive the biggest portion, more than 1 billion. With agriculture getting a larger share as well. So, if the money is spent properly, okay? If the money is spent properly, and that's always the big question in Namibia, if it's spent properly, so it could truly, you know, boost the economy activities. It could be truly, truly boost the economic activities. So, yeah, and the government is also embracing what it called, you know, the, what is that? You know, those partnership that they talk about, the PPs, and, you know, it's also trying to embrace what they call blended finance, you know, the blended finance, a mix of public money, private sector capital, public-private partnership, yeah, to fund the infrastructure. So this is now the shift, you know. So, yeah, the idea, and the idea is quite simple. The idea is simple. The government cannot afford to build everything alone, you know, and therefore, so bring in the private sector. Let them co-invest. Let them, you know, let them bring in what they are good at, you know, efficiency. Well, not all of them anyway. So efficiency, speed, and their own capital as well. Let them bring in their own capitals as well. So that's actually what the government is trying to come up with now, with this. The government provides now the policy kind of framework, the land, the guarantees, and the private sector provide the execution muscle. Okay? They have the muscle. This is what now the government actually, you know, trying to do. So in theory, that is modern, pragmatic governance. You know, that's many countries that are doing. The question is always, who are the private partners? How transparent are those deals and who ultimately benefits? So when you have private partners and, I mean, private, companies that coming in, because their purpose is profit driven. So if it has to come, if it's sometime it's a social program project. So yeah. So what do you think? Maybe the good thing is maybe let me look at the, you can come in, please do come through now. What do you think about this government strategy, this, you know, financing, this new way of looking at financing some of the capital project. So what do you think? 0833-66-091. But the big concern is the SOEs. And maybe let's look at some of these SOEs, how they have been doing and how they manage their finance and capital, and the project, just to give us a clue whether would this strategy actually work? Okay? So would this actually strategy work? We're going to look at that from this break. So stay tuned.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna imatina omjo. Chikawa shafasa na nana longeshifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongoti samwene. Anageshifa ya Namibia ompitombwa na wa olonjika. Seitha nina omayakudo ni randitoma yoe yongeshifa yoe okupitiramo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma konaraje tatu imu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano o niyaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, welcome back. Our time is about 5 minutes to the hour of nine. The hour of nine. And, you are welcome, to come through and have your reaction to our first item. So what we really talked about is that the treasury is not cutting the development budget. It is restructuring how infrastructure gets built. Okay? So the SOEs like the energy, the road fund administration, the NamWater are being tasked with delivering like roads, houses, and water projects using now their own financing, not central government funds. So the logic is, and the logic here is that, you know, the SOEs have the speed, the efficiency, and the technical capacity. So that's the logic. So, and the second thing is that this is not free money. I think this is not free money. Energy is taking a loan of 1.5 billion. That money has to be paid back. So that money has to be paid back. And with the government guarantees to SOEs expected to almost double next year, the country financial risk are also increasing. So the risk doesn't go away. It doesn't go away. It simply take, I think, a different shape. You know, you're just shifting it to next door, but it doesn't go away. So there seem to be a real effort to stop money meant for development project from being used to cover everyday running cost. So if that rule is actually followed, it would be real progress. It would be a really progress, but we need to keep a close eye on that. So we need to keep a close eye on that because we know, you know, this SOEs, we know them. So now the key sector like mining, energy, agriculture, tourism, they are receiving some serious investment for development project. So if those projects are carried out properly, and remember the word if, so they could create jobs. They could really create jobs and help grow the economy. So, but the real test is whether they are actually delivered. So whether they are actually delivered. And we, as I said, let me go to look at some example now. And the other thing is the government. The government is starting now to use the blended finance and public-private partnership. So that is the direction many countries are taking, you know. So, but Namibia must make sure these deals are open, you know, are open, are fair, are designed to benefit the country, not some of these, you know, private institution, not just a few well-connected people. So, and that's very, 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 very important. Yeah. So now we talk now, the government's guarantee to SOEs. Let's look at this. Let's look into that a little bit. So you are most welcome to come through now. Our telephone number, we are coming to you live from the Ondangwe studio. Our telephone number is 08-333-66-091, 08-333-66-091. So let's look at the guarantees to SOEs. To SOEs. Why am I SOS? You know, save our souls. So SOEs. Now, the guarantees are jumping from 7.6 billion to 11.8 billion in 2026-2027. Now, that's money government promises to cover if these entities can't pay their debts. So it may not look like direct debt today, you know, but if things goes wrong, it lands on the taxpayer's shoulder. It definitely lands on the taxpayer's shoulder. So now, here's another worrying statistics. Out of 100 now, you remember your last year, or when was it? Out of 176 public entities, this is coming from, was it from Kanjeke? You know, the editor general. So out of 176 public entities, only 5 submitted their annual procurement plans on time for 2025-2026. Only 5. 5 out of 176. That tells you we don't just have financial pressure. So we have governance problem. Now, and these are now the kind of institution that you want to trust to entrust this amount of money. Okay. Let's get into individual. I managed to look up some of those, individual. Let's just to give us an idea. Now, let's talk about NAMPOWER. Okay. So on paper, NAMPOWER is actually the strongest of the SOEs. It's a double B rating from the Fitch Ratings. So with a stable outlook. Okay. At the moment, it has more cash than debt. And that sounds good, isn't it? You know, it has more cash than debt. But with NAMPOWER, here's the problem. NAMPOWER is owed money that's owed to them, 912 million. almost half a billion, or almost a billion, by local authorities, by other SOEs, you know. Some municipalities are deeper in arrears, deep, deep in arrears. We're talking about the Mariental of this world. They owe over 233 million. Gobabis owes more than 70 million. Rehoboth has been placed on a back prepayment system and still struggled. Now, so here's the irony. The government want now the SOEs to take on more infrastructure responsibility. Now, think of that. Eh? To take on more infrastructure responsibility. But the strongest one among them cannot even collect payment from fellow public institutions. What does this say about the system they operate in? Eh? So just think about it. So you can see, as I said, now this is not government one that does the SOEs to take on more infrastructure responsibility. As we talked about, that's the shift in a strategy of funding. But as I said, this is the strongest. NAMPOWER is the one where we have the one of the strongest one, but it can't even collect payment from other public institutions. Okay, let's talk about Transnamib. All right, Transnamib has secured a massive 2.6 billion loan from the Development Bank of Namibia and the Developing Bank of Southern Africa, now to modernize its fleet. So the plan include buying 23 new locomotives, refurbishing other old ones, and also adding 300 wagon now and upgrading that infrastructure. Now there is some positive news. You know, freight volume went up by 26% and revenue grew up by 19% in early 2025. That's encouraging for when you think about it for Transnamib. But the structural problem remains. Rail's share of the transport market has dropped to just 12%. The rail network has been losing ground to a road transport for years. And you remember the green hydrogen project, the plan to convert locomotives to hydrogen, what is that? Hydrogen diesel power. Okay. You remember that? It was announced with big ambitions. Then it just paused. Then it, month later, it's still, you know, we don't hear anything about it. It's just stalled. So Transnamib is betting on 2.6 billion on a turnaround. That bet has to work. You know, they're betting on this 2.6 billion and that bet has to work. Now, because loan have it to be repaid, that's the issue. The loan has to be repaid. And there isn't really a backup plan if it fails. Yeah? There's no backup plans. So you really have to be competent enough to, you know, to trust that, you know, an institution that has not been delivering would deliver this time. Now, let's look at NHP. No, not NHP, NHE. All right, NHE. Here we actually have some good news. The National Housing Enterprises reported a net profit of 22.5 million in the 24-25 financial year. I think they had Friday or something, they had the AGM. And they announced some of this. And that's a big jump. It's a really actually a big jump from 6 million the year before. And that's a really progress, you know, 22.5 million, you know. So, but now comes the heavy responsibility. Treasury want NHE to borrow 1.5 billion to build around 2,300 houses over the medium term. Now, so yes, NHE is profitable. That is positive, but managing 22 million profit and managing 1.5 billion in debt finance housing project, those are two very different level of responsibility. The big question is, Namibia, are our SOEs financially strong enough? And institutionally, I think that's the question, institutionally disciplined enough to handle the bigger role government is giving them? Are they? Because in the end, well, if they succeed, of course, if they succeed, which is actually a big risk, we all benefit, you know? We all benefit if they succeed. But if they fail, you know, the bill comes back to you. It comes back to the taxpayers. So, but there was a stand also, you remember the Prime Minister, there was, which also the government probably are aware in terms of that. In early 2026, I don't know exactly when, the Prime Minister, Elian Gurare, sent a clear message, a very clear message. Contractors and service providers, if you abandon project or miss deadlines, you will face consequences. That's what the Prime Minister said. So it's one thing to, you know, say this. It's another to have this actually enforced. He also told all government offices, ministries and agencies, the OMAs, to align their procurement plans with the budget. With budgets, you know, align your plans with budgets and warn that absenteeism and a slow execution by the public servants won't be tolerated. So these are all well and good, but, you know, we need to see head spinning. Eh? So, yeah, there's a need for change when it comes to SOEs. Governance, you know, many of them poorly managed, and wasteful spending, staff intimidations, fraud in procurement, incompetent leaderships, you know. Many don't even publish their audit financial statement on time. But even when that happened, nothing happened, no punishment, executives are often faced no consequences at all. So wafoka nawe kalundu kifanga he. So pay for all alikuka pano responsibility hap. Yeah, so our time is about 11 minutes past 9. You're most welcome to come through. Our telephone number is 08333-66091, 08333-66091. So, yeah, what is your take? What is your reaction to our first stories? So the change in the budget is very bold. It's really, really, really bold. It has the potential to work. That's one thing. So this change has the potential to work, but the real proof, as many of you always say, the really proof won't be in the written plan. Okay? The really proof won't be in the written plans. It will be in the houses that are built. How many houses that are built? It will be in the roads that are repaired, the potholes that are repaired in your towns. and the water that actually reaches people's tap. That's it's where the proof will be. And that's the bottom line. Because, who does that say that? That's the bottom line because, oh, Steve Austin. Okay. Because Austin, Steve Austin, or Steve, whatever, Steve Austin said so. That's the bottom line because we said that on Unpacking the Day. All right. So what is your take? Please do come through. 08-333-66-091. 08-333-66-091.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts.
Very good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yes, Dr. Merck, how are you?
I'm fine, man. And yourself?
I'm all right, Merck.
So how's it been took?
Went to be so fine.
Okay.
Yeah, we're lovely weather.
No, that's good to hear. That's very good to hear. So ours is not that, it's not starting to get hot on this side, but it's promised to come again, but apparently the rain is still going to come much heavier this few days,
And what I heard is that the floods are coming from Angola.
Oh.
There's a water running toward Namibia.
Okay. That's not too bad. Hopefully it doesn't cause damages and things like that.
Yeah, I hope so, but actually, I just hope that the land of it is not going to experience one of the worst. The mall which they built recently.
Yeah, that's true.
We never do.
Okay. You know that our people don't do anything on the
The third thing is that when you see some people who didn't were in the board member of Melana, they are born there and they know exactly that flat plain where they put the mall is always full of water.
No. It's the same thing. The same thing. You know when Totem Expo, in Oshakati, and builders, the developers, they kind of telling people, you know, we have houses here in this area, in a Kuku or whatever, a Henye and whatever. And I spoke to them. I said, guys, I was born here. I know the places where you are building, it's actually going to be flooded, you know. And then, my friend, it's just a little rain, you know. The houses are full of, not even a flood water, you know. It's just a little rain.
Rainwater.
Houses are full of water. You know, they're not running anyway. They're not moving anyway. So.
But I think we are not just doing justice to our people. Since we are having a big growth of housing and now everybody is desperate and you have a place where to live in. But you know, sometimes when you're finding, yourself, just nature, you can tell this is not a suitable place for me to move my family.
Yeah.
But anyway, let us go back to your topic.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You know, Mike, for me,
It is even been overdue.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why Mr. Shoka Nakalundukifwa is true. And these guys, they always just bail out there, bail out there, bail out there for government.
Mm.
Yeah, but for me, if they given to learn their task, I think they will do better. Because they know once you mess up,
yeah,
there must be a consequence. Not every time you just bail out without us following up what happened.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Look here, like for example, I can give you like MBC. Your guys, MBC doesn't have any competition at all.
Mm.
They are in their own field there because you guys are paying reality, which is going to NBC, everything.
Mm.
But NBC is just in the mess. The program which are offering to our kids are just mess up.
Yeah.
Ourselves, even just watching news, that's all. There's no local content you can enjoy in NBC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then with that one, you can extend to Transnamib. Transnamib also doesn't have any competition at all. They are in their own.
Yeah, but the challenge is, yeah, the challenge is this, are they in a position actually to, you know, to be trusted with the responsibility of our capital project?
Of course, if you look where, Mike, if we give Transnamib to do their own things without giving tender to what, to these guys, big guys who have been
With their own financing, actually, with their own, financing. They have to loan those financing themselves, yeah.
At least they can feel a pitch, not waste money. Because remember one thing that Transnamib, what now they're supposed to do, is supposed to already to create kind of a transport where they can cater like a man, to reduce even a lot of congestion.
Yeah.
Because remember one thing, even they can just make a try. From Okahanja to Windhoek, Windhoek to Rehoboth.
Yeah.
A train which is going like what? 15 minutes. A fast train, a Deutsche bullet train which is in South Africa.
Yeah.
For how long are we going to live this? Because now look, Transnamib is supposed to make money. But at the end of the day, now we allow trucks to dominate Transnamib.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but for you, for passengers, you can come up with another method. Because remember,
there was a story of a fast train in the north between Angola, somewhere in the towns around the north. You remember?
I think I heard that one. But I don't know what happened.
Yeah, there was something like that. Country that wanted to, I think, a company.
It's a company, I think, from outside. I think if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that wanted actually to partner up with, wanted actually to have a faster train in the towns around the north, you know.
But you know, Mike, also, sometimes when you bring in your own, investor, and it's not attaching, it's just a Mike, we know, Mike, you just want to study now, you find the investor, but it's not affiliated to any position. Oh, it's not a kit of a politician. That thing was going to my trash. You remember the grass, the guy who come up with somewhere to be created, in Gopaps or somewhere in Mahake?
Yeah.
For grass, even cars, even windows, you name it. Up to now, we never had that project going on. But it was something really going to, and even in Otavi.
Yeah.
You know, somebody was saying there's a mall coming up, what? I think it's a Dubai, they're interested. But it never come to fulfill because these people are individual, just individual people.
Mm-hmm.
Not a red kid, not anybody I don't know with a name. It never could come to establish because politician now, they are interfering. What do they do? You bring your investor, they make it like that, nothing happening, then later on you see the same person with the minister.
Yeah.
Oh, son of, it's what is happening in Namibia.
Yeah.
But for me, I like the idea of the LSOs to learn their own affairs. Because I see they are messing up too much with they know that the government will come to their aid.
Yeah.
And it's been going on over, they can suspend this CEO still on the white payroll for even 6 months. is still suspended, but is still getting salary.
Yeah.
You see? I think once they are running their own affair, you can be suspended, and then if they find a fault in 1 month, you are gone.
Yeah, this won't be free money anymore, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't need free money anymore. No more free lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. And the thing is that when I'm looking at even Minister of Transport and the workers, what did they do when we are talking about workers? Did they create any work working for our government, even like the buildings are falling down like a flat for government?
Yeah.
House for government. What did they do? Sometimes I think you guys can hold it for good. Nekundi is open to talk to the media. Because now you can ask him a question. Okay, now Minister of Transport and Work, what kind of work are you do in your ministry?
Yeah.
Because everything is just, even when you are talking about vehicles, those guys are supposed to have what? Established company, where they are doing panel beating, where they are having mechanical, what? Engineers. Wait, everything. Buildings are falling down. They're having their own inspector who come there. They bring their workers to do that. But it's never happened. Go to the barrack and then you see for barrack for police or barrack for military.
Yeah.
The military, even they're having what do you call this? August 26th. What the August 26th they do?
I mean, you go in some police station, it's kind of like, Should I sit here?
What are following everywhere?
Is this roof not gonna fall on me? You know.
It's what I'm telling you. No,
I have been in some station. I'm not gonna mention those station, but you know, you sit in some station. You're kind of like, oh, okay. Is this not gonna fall on? Yeah. Is not gonna fall on people? You know.
No. We need to game up our game. Because things are not working for our taxpayers.
Yeah,
there is money coming in and wasted like that. Then you can see nothing is happening over and over. Person gets suspended. He's still in his paying loan. He's even buying new cars. Willie sitting at home.
He spent a whole year. Yeah. You know, suspended and getting it.
Suspended. Yeah, and sometimes they bring him back. Now, the whole year. The guy is getting his salary.
Yeah.
At home,
sitting at home.
Then later on, he says, yeah, come on, man. No.
Yeah.
I think it's that time. And when you look at even like, when you are talking about even in Nampawa, they are having a cash where they are lying down and they don't have any idea.
Mm.
What, they don't know what to do with the money, what they have. Even though when you're saying the municipalities are owing them, they are owing them because their services are expensive.
Mm.
People cannot afford. I'm telling you, people cannot afford. And the Nampawa, they are not coming up with an idea to meet the demand of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, because look, we are always, how many times we are crying for our solar energy? Our sun is, we don't pay nothing to God when he created that sun for us, sunlight. But why we cannot use it? Wind power is here. The desert is just there.
Yeah.
Blowing every time, but we are not putting up wind power. Windmill.
Yeah.
What is wrong with us? And then we are here paying a lot of people who don't have any idea at all. They are just making other people. People are owing the non-power because they cannot afford their service. It's too expensive. And now to make even the matter worse, now they are buying from Eskom to Zimbabwe, what, electricity.
And Zambia, yeah.
Yeah, and the Zambia. Why we cannot even invest on our own? What's so wrong with us, seriously? Because I'm telling you, locations like Havana, Goliakap, and all those locations, Kanjapan, is just about to be generated by what solar energy. Because remember one thing, those people are just using for what? To light up their TV and the light for kids to read. But when it comes to cooking, they are using their gas stove.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That's what they're supposed to do, but they are not doing it. Even in Goliakap Dam, it's supposed even to be colored, and then you can have a Burma mess.
Yeah, no, that's always the problem when you depend, your energy depend on external sources.
Right now, there's war. There's war taking place.
We are a good kind of South Africa.
Yeah.
We are a good kind of South Africa because we are paying more. Why South Africa, every time, sometimes you find that they're having a watch low setting, but in Namibia, you never go off.
Yeah, no, you're good customers, yeah. So you can't.
you can't treat it. Even before even rendering the stall, somebody's already assisting you.
You are not caring. Yeah, you don't care about there's no light in some Google too or Shoshanguve somewhere or something like that. No, let me give the good custom, the good client first, and then I come back to you. You know.
You see.
Yeah, no, definitely.
We need to do something, man. I like that idea, and it's a brilliant
idea. It's just the whole question of issues that we know about these SOEs, you know, management,
governance,
transparency. Yeah, yeah.
It's not going to be there because I am a cousin of CEO.
Yeah.
Now I'm the one going to get that tender, and whatever happens, because the CEO is going anytime. His 5 years contract is going to end anytime.
those are issues. Yeah, definitely.
Those are issues we have to deal with it. And then I think if they create a committee, we deal really, really seriously about it, even like anything happen, see how we have to be counted for it.
As I said, even the Prime Minister have indicated that, you know, anyone who will found, you know, contractors or a service provider, if abandoning project or missing deadlines, they will face consequences, all those kind of things. The warning of absenteeism and slow execution by the public servant, but the warning without really putting those in practice, it's nothing, you know.
Nothing. Yeah. What we need is a law. Once you've done this, there's a law. The law is saying
that's
this.
A quick commission, then, and then you can round off. Yeah.
All right.
Your last words. Okay.
Let me remember for the mic. You know, Mike, talking is nothing, but when is the law there? You know, and you know already the consequence when it's going to face.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Exactly.
Because once you are just talking, there will be nothing. And we've been talking for so long now. I think now is a time for action.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah.
Anyway, let me give other people a chance.
No, thanks for coming through.
All right, my brother.
All right.
A very good morning to you. Welcome to Unpacking the Day. And, we're talking about the government looking at the new way of financing capital projects, and make sure that you subscribe to the Villager, because you can find then a story like that we are unpacking in today's edition of the Villager, and read, you know, for yourself in detail what is really happening. So telephone number 0833-66091. You are most welcome to come through and have your reaction or your overall take on the whole stories that we're covering. So what do you think? What is your take? 0833-66091. So when we come back, we're going to look at the beers, lab diamond, lab grown diamonds, and what it means for Namibia's. So, stay tuned. We'll be back.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Yes, that's very true. This is your number one talk radio station. And if you want to remain, you know, if you want to remain connected, so wherever you find yourself, in and outside of this country, or what you need to do, just download your mobile app, Eagle FM mobile app. That will then make you that, as I said, for people like myself, on the go, we are on the go all the time. So what you need to have, you know, it's to have the app. So then wherever you find yourself, you can be able to listen to your favorite show or follow the updates and news and many other reports that are many features that you can find on the mobile app, our Eagle FM mobile app. Download it now, and definitely I can tell you you won't definitely regret. All right, so yeah, let's move on. There's a story that I think it was from last week. About the beers, about lab-grown diamond. I know that story has been going on, throughout this, you know, throughout 2025. But imagine this, you know, the year is 2026. Now, the beers, the diamond giant that has shaped our country's destiny for decades, you know, just wrote down its own value by $2.3 billion. And that's roughly 41 billion Namibian dollars gone. Poof. You know, vanish from the books. So now, okay, let me take you back. Okay. Way, way, way back. So for over a century. Okay. Let me take you back. Way, 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 way back for over a century. The Beers did not just sell, you know, diamonds. The Beers controlled the entire diamond world. You know, they decide how many diamonds reach the market. They decide the prices. You know, they control the diamond world. Now, they even convinced the world that a diamond engagement ring was essential. Yeah? Diamond engagement ring was essential for true love. That famous slogan, you know, the famous slogan, which is a diamond is forever, you know, was not just a marketing. It was a brilliant psychological engineering, you know. So, but here is what they did not see coming. Here is something that they didn't see coming. Science, you know. And these are things that we need to be very careful. They didn't see science coming. Technology, human ingenuity. They didn't see that coming. Lab-grown diamonds are now capturing heart, you know, of engagement ring market. You know, diamond is forever. So now actually it's being captured, you know, by the lab diamonds. So half. So, and that's a lot. These are not fake diamonds. So one thing that you understand, these are not fake diamonds and these are not, cubic, what do they call it? Those, zirconia or cheap imitation, you know? These are not some kind of cheap imitation. These are real diamonds. Well, they're not natural diamonds, but they're real diamonds created in laboratories. So chemically identical to what comes out of the ground. Yeah? Chemically identical, you know, to exactly the one, to the natural diamonds. The only difference is they cost a fraction of a price. They are quite cheaper compared now to the natural diamond. Now, I want you to think a moment. Now, a young couple in Winter can now walk into a jewel store, a jewel store, and buy a large, you know, the carat that you see, a large, more impressive diamond for half a price. You know how women like, let me see the diamond, you know. Now, they can buy that impressive diamond for half a price. Now, why would they choose, if they can have it for half a price, why would they choose the expensive mined one, the natural one? Is it because of maybe, would now they buy that because of tradition? Maybe you believe diamonds are forever, you know, and because of marketing stories, or because they genuinely believe mined diamond hold more values? Do you, as a customer, do you know even can you even determine what is the difference between the value between these diamonds? You won't, you know? Now that's the question that actually keep the De Beers executives awake. Yeah, that's what kept them awake. Now, let's look at the numbers, because the numbers, as I always say, don't lie. The numbers always tell the stories. Now, De Beers revenue has crashed from $6.6 billion in 2022 to just $3.5 billion last year. From $6.6 billion in 2022 to $3.5 billion last year. Now, that's almost 50% drop in 2 years. So diamond prices are at their lowest levels in over two decades. And meanwhile, gold, when did we talk about this? Gold is hitting a record higher. The gold is hitting the record higher. It's a story that we covered, I think, last week. Something we talked about then. They are hitting the record higher. Something fundamental has shifted, you know? So, and here is where now I think the story also gets very interesting, because Anglo American, the mining now conglomerate that owns De Beers, has been writing down diamond division value for three consecutive years now. Now, they have effectively admitted that De Beers is worth billions less than they previously claimed. Yet their stock prices rose on this news. Huh? So their stock price rose on this news. Why? Why? Because Anglo American is done with diamonds. They're done with diamonds. They want out. They're pivoting to copper now. You know what copper does? Copper, the metal of the future. The metal of the future, the metal that power electric vehicles, renewable energy systems, you know, they are pushing massive merger with a company called, Tech Resources, company called Tech Resources, to become a global copper leader. So they are pushing for that massive merger. So, diamond, yesterday's story,
copper is tomorrow's gold. Yeah? Copper is tomorrow's gold. So then the Anglo-American is already doing, you know, they're pivoting that copper now, you know. So the message is clear. For them, the message is clear. Even the owner of the BS do not believe in diamonds anymore. Well, I'm just kidding. All right. They do believe in diamonds, but what does that, they do, but you know, but given where we are and what is happening, what does tell us about the industry's future? Yeah. What does now, because if the Anglo-American, you know, is want out, what does it tell you about the industry's future? So now the relevance of this, maybe let's bring it at home here in Namibia. Diamonds are not just shiny stones. So we love those shiny stones. Diamonds are livelihood. For us here, they are livelihood. They are not just for weddings and engagement and things like that. They, in Namibia, diamonds are livelihood. For many years, for decades, our partnership with the Beers, through Namdeb and through Deb Marines have been a golden goose. You know the golden goose? You know, you have a golden goose. If a golden goose, you know, gets sick, what happened? Now, you know, we have a 50-50 partnership that has funded really development, yeah, with the Beers. So, and as I said, when the golden goose gets sick, you know, we all feel it. So, and now the golden goose is actually sick. Yeah? Now the parent company, the Anglo-American, has slashed the Beers' value by almost half. Yeah? So, and they are just worried, and they are just worried. They are trying to sell it off piece by piece. So when I read the lab-grown diamonds are taking over the market, I do not just see a business story. You know, when you read that, you don't just see business story, because you see a threat to Namibian jobs. And that's already happening. Yeah? That's already happening. There was this voluntary... not a voluntary. What is it? I was talking about it last week also. What is the term that actually, legal people use? I'm getting old, man.
Very good morning to you. Welcome to Unpacking Today.
Yes, that's mine. Sorry to come back. Maybe give me 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah. What I heard before, it was because these things are created by the Chinese.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of commotion where people are saying, no, they are going to ban it, it's not going to be what? But now I see even the beers.
Yeah, the beers too?
They're also involved in those.
Yeah,
diamonds.
Yeah, they're involved in that. So that's why they are abandoning the natural diamonds.
I'm telling you, but it's very, very, I think the Chinese, these things are not supposed to be allowed. Because I'm telling you, it will destroy a lot of our industries.
I understand what you're saying, because it's for countries that have diamonds,
Like now, look. What is happening with Botswana?
Exactly. I was just about to say that. Yeah.
Seriously, I think if they are really, really serious with to help the world, these Chinese things are supposed to be banned.
It's demand and supply. It's demand and supply.
Yeah, it's demand and supply, but sometimes this is really going to create a lot of havoc. Remember, diamond has been there. Mining diamond has been there for a while. Now somebody just producing from the left.
Yeah.
Which is not even taking up a lot of money to invest in.
Yeah.
And now They are saying is that diamond which is abandoned made in my lab is almost 99% with like comparing to the natural one. Then I feel like, you know, if they are serious, especially the people who are involved, like the Britain and the other, because remember, those people are the ones who are having even a lot of reserves in their country. They're supposed to ban this thing from the Chinese. Maybe they just will ban from Chinese selling off any diamond from there. It doesn't matter even from the it can be what natural one.
Yeah,
they're just supposed to allow the Chinese to penetrate in the market at all. Because really, and now, the peers to cry crocodile eyes, really, they are the one also involved in this left diamond. It doesn't make sense. For us, we must just have our stick, which we have in our percentage.
But they're not crying for crocodiles. They actually want to give their share out. They are selling their share in the beers. You know, so, and we have now Namibia and Botswana and Angola who have opportunity actually to buy their share in the natural diamonds. Yeah.
But if you buy it off, it means the beers are going ahead with what? Left diamond. And yeah. This is what they are intend to do.
Yeah, that's what they intend to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think, as a country, we are not supposed to allow it. Unless they are giving up for free, we must not buy it. Seriously, because buying it, once you buy it off for away, where are you going to sell your diamond?
That's the question. That's a good question. That's a good question to say if you want to buy, and this is some of the analysts said, well, Namibia shouldn't actually buy this. You know, if Botswana want to do that, let Botswana do that, and Angola want to do that. Because
they must just do it on their own themselves.
Yeah.
We are saying our 50%, we just send it on our 50%. That's all.
But because otherwise, if you have confident, if you're confident that we'll be able to market these and really make sure people see the value of natural diamond.
It will be a lose. Because remember, if the beers are going ahead with what?
Yeah.
Want to sell it. Why they want to sell it? They must just look for their own buyer. Yeah. We as an American government, we must just be quiet. We're having our 50%. Whoever is coming to join us, you can join us.
Yeah.
If it's not, then it doesn't make sense. For us, the beer's a big company. It's all over the world.
Of course.
Now, selling it off, it means they are in cahoot with the Chinese, what they are producing in their lab.
Yeah. The then Chinese, think, the Malaysians, and all that. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. No. I think it's not a good thing for us to think about the buying shares.
Yeah. So that's the question. That's the really question, whether should we then take up this opportunity or, you know, we should just
we
don't even know where this goes.
We might just look the other way, like we didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right. Great, man.
All right.
Yeah, no. For me, when I read that lab-grown diamonds, you know, they are taking over the market, this is not just business stories for Namibia. It's really a threat to our jobs. It's a threat to jobs. And I see questions about our economic future, like what's just saying now. I see community that could be affected. And it's not even say could be affected. There's already a lot of many employees of that are in the diamond sector that have been affected. But as I said, there's also something else. There's also something else, an opportunity. So there's also an opportunity. However, as I said, you know, expert seem to think that the industry is permanent declining. So the industry is permanent declining. Even the beer itself has started producing, as he said, started producing their own synthetic diamond to survive. You understand? So their warning is very clear, even if they don't put out there. Buying into collapsing industry may not be our smartest move. It might not be our smartest move. So on the other hand, the government is rumored to be in talks. That's, as I said, it's rumored to be in talk from what you read, perhaps with Botswana and Angola, but about the future of the BS. All right. So my question to you, the listener is this: do we double down on our natural resources? Do we fight to protect the value of real diamonds, the natural diamond, and bet on the market recovery, maybe hoping that, you know, at one point the market will recover? Or do we listen to the expert who say, man, the game is over. The game is over. It is a time to seriously diversify our economy away from this reliance. So what do you think? You may call in and tell us what do you think? Which way should we go? What happened now to the towns of Oranjemund, you know, Ludritz, if the diamond industry shrink? What happened to those towns? Are we watching a slow death of one of our key industries? And if so, what is our plan B? So what is our plan B? Because it has a certain percentage, significant percentage to our national GDP. And not forget even the human cost. Talking about, you know, the significant contribution to our GDP, talk about the human cost. There's a human element. Behind these billions of dollars are people. Miners, as I said, we have miners in Oranjemund, workers in processing plants, families who depend on diamond paycheck, you know, community built around mining operations. So, yeah, when Anglo-American writes down $2.3 billion, that is not just an accounting adjustment. Yeah? That represent mines that might close. Seriously, jobs that might disappear. And actually, jobs that are disappearing already. It's not even might disappear. Towns that might shrink, you know, the economic operation in those towns. So the number on a spreadsheet translates to real pain, in real communities. So, yeah, we have to think about that. So where do we go as a country? Where do we go from here? I think the articles that we're looking at, that whoever buys the beers will get a bargain, because that's what it was. Well, you get a bargain, but is a bargain truly a bargain if the industry is structural declining? would it be a bargain if the industry is actually declining? Now I want you to think three thoughts, okay? These three key thoughts, okay? So first, the era of easy diamond money may be ending, you know. And it's something that we are experiencing that in Namibia. So we cannot assume that what worked for the past 50 years will work for the next 50. We cannot assume that. Our economy planners need to be honest about this reality. So, yeah, we need to. So the second thing, lamb-grown diamond, they are not going away. As Mr. Mandume said, that shouldn't happen. They should be banned or whatever. They are not going away. They are not definitely going away. They are getting cheaper, better, and more accepted. Young consumers do not carry the same. You know, there is this emotional attachment to natural diamonds from the old people, you know, they're much, much, much older people. Young people don't have that kind of the same emotional attachment. The market is shifting, you know. It's really shifting. So, and the, I said things. The third one is, and most importantly, I think, is that Namibia need a strategy. Do we double down on the diamonds while prices are low and hope for a recovery? So because there is that sense that, well, we want to, you know, to buy the shares and hopefully for, hope for recovery. So do we push or do we push for greater ownership and control? Maybe then because we hope that there will be a recovery, then we have to push for greater ownership. Now, well, when we recover, we have almost 80% of ownership and control. Or do we accelerate our, what is the word, our diversification into other sectors, like what Botswana is doing? Yeah. So the era of easy money that we used to get from the diamonds might indeed be over. So, and the slogan, diamond are forever, now has a painful, ironic ring to it. So it's about 1 minute to 10 o'clock. So just few things from what we talked about. So the first thing is that the synthetic diamond revolution is real. It directly impacting our national revenue heavily, impacting our national revenue, and our budget is feeling the pinch. We're feeling the pinch. Secondly, the very company we partner with is in deep trouble. Its value collapsing. Its value is collapsing, and its owners want out. They want out. So that's one thing. This is now the company that we partner up with. And thirdly, is we are faced now with a monumental choice. Okay, so we are faced with a monument to invest in the past, or to invest in our future beyond diamonds. Which one is which? Do we want to invest in the past, or do we want to invest in our future beyond the diamonds? So that's where we are. That's exactly where we are with this issue. So I just give you ideas and thoughts that you can think about, and also understand where our diamond sectors are, and what is happening. And now, given other external shocks, you know, war that are taking place. So it would have definitely, so many things would have an impact to our economy, you know. Those external shocks would have an impact on the livelihood of many Namibians. So, that's our episode for unpacking the day today. Our time is about 1 minute. Unless you have really, really, you know, something burning and you can't live without it. I mean, you can't let it, you know, you can't go without, you know, saying it. I would probably give you 2 minutes, but well, otherwise, let me say my goodbyes and, wishing you a good, listening for the shows that are coming up, like the, Kuthamosha that is coming up now. I'll be handing over to Tate France in the capital. Make sure that you tune in for that and many other shows that will follow this morning and this afternoon. So it's a new month. Make it a habit that you tune in Eagle FM. So from me,
Michael Shavedi, I wish you a very productive week ahead and a good day ahead. So thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Omutiha kutekirwa kaguna ii matina omjo. Chikao shafasana na nalonge shifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongoti samwene. Anage shifa ya Namibia ompito ombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayaguro ni randito mwa yoe yonge shifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma konara heta tuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano o niyari. Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Omutiha kutekirwa kaguna ii matina omjo. Chikao shafasana na nalonge shifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongoti samwene. Anage shifa ya Namibia ompito ombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayaguro ni randito mwa yoe yonge shifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma konara heta tuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano o niyari. Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Omutiha kutekirwa kaguna ii matina omjo. Chikao shafasana na nalonge shifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongoti samwene. Anage shifa ya Namibia ompito ombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayaguro ni randito mwa yoe yonge shifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma konara heta tuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano
on Yadi. Eagle FM, the eye. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna imatina omjo. Chikao shafasa na nana longeshifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongotisa mwene. Anageshifa ya Namibia ompitombwa na wa olonjika. Seitha nina omayakuro nirandito ma yoe yongeshifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nena. Kara omkwashi pareki uimwepo yo mo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma kwa nara hita tuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano oniaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio.